Hare Krishna. So Krishna is giving us a very wonderful flowchart of what happens when a person starts meditating on the sense object. It all starts from that. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. So when a person starts meditating on the sense object, the next thing that happens is he develops a lot of attachment towards it. After that, he gets a lot of desire, intense desire to enjoy that. And when that desire, when that lust is not fulfilled, the person becomes angry. And when the person becomes angry, what happens next? That is given the shloka number 63. So let's see that shloka. It goes like this. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha, sammohat smriti vibhramaha, smriti bhramshat buddhinasho, buddhinashat pranashyati. Krodhat bhavati. So because of anger, what takes place? Sammohaha, illusion. The person is delusioned completely. The delusion arises because of the anger. Next, sammohat smriti vibhramaha. Because of this delusion, smriti vibhramaha, the memory is bewildered or the memory is lost. And because of this bewilderment of memory, what happens? Smriti bhramshat buddhinasho. Because of the bewilderment of the memory, the next thing that takes place is the intelligence is lost. And buddhi nashat, because of the loss of intelligence, pranashyati, the person falls down. The person gets into destruction. So let's see this flowchart now. When a person becomes angry, I don't think I need to explain what you mean by anger. All of us, I think we can compare ourselves with the birds. I mean the angry bird. As soon as a person becomes angry, what happens? When a person becomes angry, without our notice, we lose the power of discrimination, and that is called as illusion. We lose the power of discrimination of what is to be done and what is to be avoided, what is not to be done. This discrimination power is lost. And after this, what happens? When the discrimination power is lost, the person's memory is bewildered, the person's memory is lost. He might be hearing n number of things. He might have knowledge of n number of things. Of, if I do this thing which is forbidden, what will happen? He knows very well. But then, since he has lost the power of discrimination, what happens? He gets into that activity which is forbidden. Yes? So memory is lost. The memory of whatever good things he has heard, whatever good things he has seen, all that is lost. And when all that is lost, what happens? When the memory is lost, the intelligence is lost. That is, the determination or the resolve to walk on the right path is lost. The determination is only gone. So what happens? He'll get into a different path. He'll get into a wrong path. That is, he'll get into destruction. We have seen so many times when people become angry in general. In general, when people become angry, there have been cases where people have killed their own parents or parents have killed their own kids. Now, what else? What else, example we need, or what other case studies do we need to understand the repercussions of anger? And every single case study will have this flowchart. Person becomes angry and next thing is, he is delusioned, he's not understanding what is right, what is wrong, his memory is lost. No, he's not understanding, that how to behave in this particular situation. And the next thing is, he loses the determination power, he loses his intelligence, and then he does something abominable. In every single criminal case, we see this is what is the flowchart. Now here, Prabhupada is making some wonderful statements about how can a person control his senses? Because see, everything is starting from which place? Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha. That is meditation on the sense objects. Contemplation of sense objects. If we stop at that point itself, what will happen? If we stop at that point, then this flowchart will not proceed. So we have to check at the start itself. Now it's almost like falling from a cliff. Now if I ask you that where can we stop now when we are falling from the cliff? So obviously the answer will not be that after we come in between somewhere in the air we can stop. No, we have to stop at the top itself. We have to check ourselves at the top itself. Yes, same thing here. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa, that meditation aspect itself has to be checked. But now the thing is, we cannot close our eyes and walk around. And not just eyes, even ears, nose, all these senses will get in a lot of information for meditation. So they are called as knowledge acquiring senses. So what are we supposed to do? So here Prabhupada is telling us what are we supposed to do. Firstly, Prabhupada is telling us what are we not supposed to do. So a very nice shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which says, Prapanchikatya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshubhi parityago vairagyam falgu katyate. So there are many people in this world who are practicing some sort of spirituality, some sort of transcendence, but then they have a wrong conception. What is that wrong conception? That all the things which are there around, the sense objects which are there around, those are to be renounced all the time. But then a person who advances on the path of bhakti, he knows very well that how these things can be related to Krishna, how these things can be utilized in service of Krishna. So the renunciation of giving up all the sense objects or giving up all the things just like that, without using it in service of Krishna, that is called as Falgu Vairagya, or renunciation, or less important renunciation, or something like that. So here a nice statement is made that a person in Krishna consciousness knows how to use everything in the service of Lord. Therefore, he does not become a victim of material consciousness. So the only thing that we have to do is understand how to utilize things in service of Lord. This is called as dovetailing our desires and actions in service of Lord. See, we are not changing our desires, nor we are changing our actions. The only thing that we are doing is, we are utilizing those desires, we are utilizing those actions in service of Lord. Like for example, so there are many so-called yogis who will say that, no, we shouldn't eat palatable dishes. Why? No, because we are sense objects. No, they will just carry our mind away. But what does a devotee do? A devotee will take the same palatable dishes, and what will he do? Offer those delicious preparations to Krishna, now with lot of love and devotion. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if it is offered with love and devotion, I accept. And when Krishna accepts, it becomes prasad. And what does a devotee do with prasad? Nicely relishes the prasad. So now here, the eating action is not changed. The dishes are also not changed. The only thing that has changed here, or instead of change, I should say, the only thing or the only action that is added here is offering that particular thing to Krishna. See, finally, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything has to be offered to Krishna in His service. We have to acknowledge Krishna in each and every activity of ours. When we do that, what happens? Automatically, we become Krishna conscious. Fully Krishna conscious. That's what Prabhupada is telling here. That thus everything becomes spiritualized and there is no danger of a downfall. So this is a very, very important thing. So all the things are there around, or whatever things are there around, we can spiritualize everything. Not just things, we can spiritualize people also. What are we supposed to do for that? We have to practice spirituality nicely. We have to practice bhakti very nicely. And what do we mean by bhakti? Bhakti means utilizing whatever we have in service of Krishna. And all this is possible only when our consciousnesses get cleansed properly. When our consciousness gets cleansed properly by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every single day without stoppage. What happens? Automatically this consciousness will get cleansed. We will get this mood of using everything in service of Krishna. And when we use everything in service of Krishna, automatically our consciousness gets elevated higher and higher and higher. Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha becomes very lower and lower and lower. Why? Because at that point, we will meditate on sense objects just to think, how can I utilize this in service of Krishna? Like for example, when we see a very, very nice, juicy, delicious fruit, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha, the person is meditating. But now the meditation has changed. Now the meditation is, how can I offer this fruit to Krishna? Or it will be so nice if I can get this fruit and offer it to Krishna. And it will be so nice. And once Krishna accepts, the prasad is anyways mine. Obviously, devotees don't think that. I just added this small humor. So in this way, we see that Krishna has very, very nicely, he has answered this question of how does a sthita pragya control his senses? That is, how does he sit? So in 6 verses, you know, Krishna spoke about this. Now Krishna is going to answer the 4th question. That is, how does he walk, or how does he engage his senses in service of Krishna? So let's see this next section from the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.